Report, Young Citizens' Happiness Plummets in High Migration Countries. By Neil Munro on March 21, 2026. Elite-directed mass migration has spiked stock values but has also helped cause citizens' happiness to plummet, especially younger citizens, in English-speaking countries, according to data from a new survey. Canada, Australia, the UK, and the USA all practice de facto open borders, flooding their countries with foreigners, noted political consultant Ryan Gurdusky. Those nations experienced a massive decline in happiness while that occurred, he added. The Oxford University World Happiness Report draws on surveys by Gallup, a pollster, asking people to rate their lives on a 0 to 10 scale, without mentioning migration. The Economist reported. Nearly twice as many countries have grown happier over the past two decades as have become less so. The English-speaking world is a clear exception. For the second year running, no country in the Anglosphere made the top 10. The Economist article shows that since 2018, the high migration United Kingdom fell from 15th to 29th place, Canada from 9th to 25th, New Zealand from 8th to 11th, and Australia from 11th to 25th. Amid former President Joe Biden's vast migration wave, the United States fell from 16th place in 2021 to 23rd in 2025. The Economist report is titled "The Anglosphere is Increasingly Miserable." The World Happiness Report shows it diverging from the rest of the world. The Oxford report wants to blame the generalized happiness decline on social media and other trends. But average in youth happiness stayed steady in Latin America and East Asia, and actually rose in Poland and other Eastern European countries with little migration. The Oxford report also includes a chapter titled "The Happiness Agenda: The Next 10 Year, SIC." The chapter does not mention migration or diversity. The second feature in the survey is a faster drop in happiness among the young. The Economist noted. The divergence is starkest among the young. In most other parts of the world, young people are at least as satisfied with their lives as they were a decade ago, if not more so. But among under 25s in America, Australia, Britain, Canada, Ireland, and New Zealand, scores have fallen, placing all six among the biggest declines for this age group. The split between old and young is to be expected because young people lose out from the arrival of migrants, while older people gain from the inflow of low-wage migrant workers in coffee houses, lawn services, and other amenities sought by the urban elderly. Older people also gain because stock markets swell with profits from lower wages, higher rents, and extra consumption. The old/young split is especially clear in Canada, which is ranked overall at 25th place in happiness. Older Canadians ranked in 8th place, but younger Canadians' happiness fell to 58th place. The Canadian government has been growing the economy and stock market by importing millions of consumers, renters, homebuyers, and workers. The country's population is about 1/8 the size of the United States, but its immigration inflow was roughly 5 times larger per person from 2021 to 2024. The result has been disastrous for young Canadians who have lost wages, civic stability, and career opportunities to the migrants, who have caused crime, rents, and house prices to spike. The benefits have gone to older investors, employers, migrants, and elderly Canadian homeowners whose paper wealth has increased even as their grown children are having fewer babies and having them later. In Canada, boomer voters overwhelmingly delivered election victories to the pro-immigration party of Justin Trudeau and Mark Carney. An advocacy group titled Build Canada reported. Young Canadians were once the happiest age demographic, now they're the least. 1 in 7 young Canadians are unemployed. 42% of Canadians say money is their number one source of stress, more than health, relationships, and work combined. If this all sounds grim, it's because it is. These findings aren't just measuring bad vibes, they're measuring real economic pain. Canada's high migration economy has also dropped behind the United States' lower migration, productivity-fueled economy in terms of personal income and in the productivity growth needed to generate decent wages.